for this offering, if you all go to a scripture that is very familiar to all of us on this day, in which God commands us to come not empty-handed to give an offering. Deuteronomy 16, verse 16. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. And he, the Lord, God Almighty, has given us so much. He has given us where we don't have enough words to say thank you to him. But we continually thank him for all the blessings that he gives us. For we have the knowledge of the truth. He called us. And we sure, like I always say to him, I don't know why you call me, because I sure don't deserve it. So on this day, we all come, not empty-handed, but we come cheerfully to give to the Lord as he commands. So we go to 2 Corinthians 9:7. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Every man according, verse 7, every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we all come very cheerful to give to God. We all do. The brethren here that I know, that I have met for the first time after being in the church for so many years, you know, you get to know them, and you see the joy with which everyone comes before God to give. And those are steps that we follow, because God Almighty is the one who has given us cheerfully. He has given us his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ. And what a blessing, what an honor to have our Maker come, give himself for us as an offering. And this is a day of an offering, and he is our offering. And cheerfully, God the Father gave his Son, and that hurts, but cheerfully he gave him for us, and we should be so happy and joyful to know that the God Almighty has done this for all of us, that we have this honor and blessing to prepare to be the offering that he wants us to be. So I'd like to stir you up today, as we used to say in this Postman Club, stir you up and urge you to give yourself as an offering, so that we can walk as the Lord did in newness of life and be the offering that he wants us to be. These days of unleavened bread pictures sin out as a symbol. We clean our homes, and we have to clean this home, this very home that every day of our life we go to work and we go out in traffic and we get upset, and we have to continuously be asking God to help us with our characters, with our attitudes. Talking about me. What an attitude. If you only knew me. But, you know, God gave his Son, and that is an honor that is moving. Let us go to Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time, without sin unto salvation. Without sin. And as these days, we very carefully, because they're the days of unleavened bread, we sometimes look more into ourselves than in some other days of the year. We let during the days of the year so many things slip. And I remember that sometimes I have gone and lost my temper and done something that was wrong and continue on. And then later on, the afternoon, something clicked. Hey, something clicks on my mind. Hey, this morning you did this and you did that, and you just took it for granted. Is that normal, Raphael? No, Raphael. Get down on your knees. So I ask God to forgive me continuously. So, and I know that everyone does too. because we're only human, we're only carnal and flesh, and that's why we examine ourselves during these days to get ourselves in the right line so that we can be that offering. We have to be an offering too, an offering without sin for God Almighty. Let us now go to Romans 6. Romans 6, verse 6. I have to watch my time because I'm a person that when I start, I'm not much of a talker, but when I talk about the Bible, I keep on talking. I have to tell my wife to do like the Cowboys. Get a rope, put it underneath, and as soon as I keep on talking too much, just pull me out of the podium. Romans 6, verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You know, we have God's Holy Spirit. We have the great help from God, the Comforter, that will help us. That if we, second by second, minute by minute, look at ourselves every day, and every day that we're going to do something, we are very careful. We're going to fall every day, God says. But it's the attitude. It's a matter of attitude. Mr. Armstrong used to say it. It's a matter of attitude. And he used to repeat, you just don't get it. You know, I'm beginning to get it. Beginning to get it. Well, he was right. You know, we need to get it. We really need to get our act and see how serious it is for us to prepare to be an offering. An offering without sin. So when our Lord comes and he appears without sin, he can find us and be ready for that great marriage. Let us go to verse 12 of Romans 6. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What more can we really do to please our great eternal God but to really have that attitude of striving to be without sin, to try to be an example, to be a light, to be the salt that we are of the earth to everyone that is around us every day, at work and in our lives. Let us go to Ephesians 5:2. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. Walk in love. That walk with a leaven, that walk of loving one another. You know, we are the people called by God, and we see each other not too many times on the Sabbath, at the feast days, and some every day of our lives, and we need to really walk like Christ, love one another, have love and mercy. If a brother offend us, you know, we have to overlook it because we offend others many times. We're not better than anybody else. We have to really love one another and appreciate that everyone else that we come in contact with in the church has been called by the Almighty God, and have a little love and respect for everyone because we're not perfect. People are going to offend us, and we just have to, you know, just forget it and leave it. It's not easy. But it's something that we must do, that we must walk the walk of Christ. Look at Jesus Christ. Look at how he was treated. Can you imagine him when he was there and he knew that he was going to be denied by someone who loved him? And the feeling that he must have had. Just imagine him there knowing, and the smile of love that he probably gave after listening to his denial. That is something serious when we read in the Bible. And we need to prepare, we need to leaven, we need to get this sin out of ourselves. Let us continue on. And had given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for the sweet smelling favor. Let us go back to Hebrews 9:28. Hebrews 9:28 once again. Get the rope ready, my wife. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Without sin, looking for us to get ourselves ready, looking for us to be ready for that marriage, for that wedding ceremony. Mr. Armstrong repeated, he said, you just don't get it. And I was, he was in 1984 in Kissimmee, Florida, and I was there in person. Finally, I saw him live, the apostle of God. And that was nice to be able to enjoy Almighty God talking through this man. So weak, so frail, but then as he spoke the word of God, so strong, so mighty he was. What a voice. A voice crying in the wilderness. Let us go to Revelation 19:7 for the final scripture. Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. We will get ourselves ready with the help of the Almighty God, with his Holy Spirit. No, not of ourselves, but by his Spirit. So let us continue on after this day, last day of unleavened bread, to look at ourselves, to examine ourselves daily, and to get rid of sin, brethren. We need to get ourselves ready for the great wedding. Now for the offertory music. From Psalms 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills, Mrs. Sylvia Duke.